Hello again. Monday night at 9, and you're listening, wherever you may happen to be listening, to Manx Radio. Really, though, that's not true, and I should know better than to say it, because Manx Radio has a worldwide reach, so time zones rule. Anyway, I'm Ian Cottier, and that is at least true. So from me, the usual warm welcome and my invitation to share, and I hope enjoy, 10 tracks of the best of brass band listening. As I travel about Britain, especially in the north, I see garden gates and front doors with the name of a very familiar William Rimmer march. This one. Yes, that's right, Ravenswood. 10 to 1, it's the home, or at some time or other has been the home, of a bandsman. A long time back, a very prestigious programme contest was held right here in the Isle of Man. A hand-picked selection of the very best bands, including one from continental Europe, were gathered in the Villam Arena to battle it out. At the end of the day, the winning band was Britannia Building Society Fordance, and they were conducted by Howard Snell himself, and he had arranged something very special as the finale to their programme, a work that has retained its popularity ever since. Howard Snell's Procession to the Minster. Here it is.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Procession to the Minster. Oh, marvellous stuff. Solo time now, and for this we go to the works of my old friend, the late Roy Newsom. How he fitted everything into his life, I never knew, but his output of superb arrangements and original works was incredible, alongside conducting, teaching, adjudicating, and broadcasting. This is, for my money at least, one of the very, very best. His homage to that beautiful supersonic airliner, Concorde.
Thank you.
Britain's memorable leap into preeminence of supersonic passenger flight, Concorde. The soloist there was Philip McCann. In my seafaring days, you'd often hear the sonic bang from Concorde as you passed down the Bristol Channel. Tonight's major work is an interesting one. It's by Alan Fernie, so unsurprisingly, that this Scottish composer should call his work St Andrew's Variations. It was set in 2017 as the area test for fourth section bands, so should be well within the scope of some of our local bands. It takes the form of a theme, 8 short variations, and a finale. The band is, once again, Black Dyke.
Thank you.
Alan Ferney's St Andrew's Variations. Another Howard Snell arrangement now of a popular classic. This time the composer is Hector Berlioz. In 19th century Paris, Berlioz was anything but popular, either with audiences or the musical establishment. His Hungarian March, however, has stood the test of time and proved them wrong. Thank you. Hungarian March. And now a very attractive arrangement indeed from Alan Fernie. I won't burden you with the list of the individual items. You'll recognise every one of them.
Thank you.
about that then. Alan Furney's Italian Fantasy. While I was growing up and listening to music on the radio, a name that kept cropping up was Arnold Cataldi, in a monastery garden, for instance. Here's a delightful little example of his style, arranged by Howard Snell for the Fordham's percussion section. It's called The Clock with the Dresden Figures. And then some film music. I can't remember whether I read Boris Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago before I saw the film or the other way round. I thoroughly enjoyed them both. Here's Maurice Jarre's top favourite from that film, Lara's Theme. This time, it's CWS Glasgow.
Thank you.
Lara's theme. So now it's almost time to finish. The clock has caught up with me again, but time for a little bit of fun as well. It's from Wingate's, from a time in 2006 when their conductor was Andrew Berryman, son of and heir of John Berryman of the GUS band, who was also principal trombone of the Halle Orchestra. Here he is with the rest of the trombone section of the Halle and the tuba player to boot, playing Reginald Heath's Frolic for Trombones. After that spot of trombone virtuosity, we'll wind down to a close with Fairy playing Roy Newsom's lovely arrangement of Rimington. Good night.